Baker with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Mike Bertzlaff. Mike is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Heather?
Doing good. Mike, can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got started investing in real estate?
Sure. I was actually just talking with one of my neighbors who is a real estate agent. He was talking about some of the flips that some of his clients had done, and he made it sound very easy. So after that, I started talking with him and a little bit more and thinking about, okay, well, maybe I could do this as well in addition to my current job. So I started pursuing it a little bit more seriously, and that's when I started looking around online for potential deals, and that's when I stumbled onto My House Deals and a few other websites that that provided information about investing in properties and renting properties and things like that. So that was kind of what got my interest up, and then I think the website was definitely a big help in helping to identify potential deals.
Okay, so you're just investing part-time right now, correct, on the side?
Yes, both myself and my wife are trying to do this while also working two full-time jobs.
How's that working out?
Okay, so far, this was our first deal. We are planning to continue investing in properties. This one was not extremely time-consuming, and that's exactly what we look for, something that we can do either during lunch hours, after work, a little bit on the weekends, and try to make a little bit of extra money.
Okay, good to hear. How have you gone about building up your real estate investing education other than your neighbor and the website?
I mean, really, it's been talking to some of the wholesalers that I've met through My House Deals. I mean, we've talked to some of the people who have posted deals on the site, and I mean, we've looked at some properties with them. Several that we did not purchase, just general online research, Googling, tax implications of investing, things like that, learning a little bit more about financing. But it's mostly been online and talking to wholesalers and real estate agents.
Okay, good. What are some of your favorite features of the My House Deals website?
I mean, obviously, the ability to search for the properties is great. And I think one of the easiest ways to learn is to find a property that's posted on the site and call the person who's listing it. From what I found, most of the listings are done by wholesalers who list properties regularly on the site. So even if the one that you see listed is no longer available, it's great to network with these people so you're in the loop as fast as you can be on any future deals. So I think that's been a great resource. I have not used any of the private financing options yet, but I really like getting the weekly updates on that because it's great to know about some of the potential financing opportunities that exist should I ever need to go that route as well.
Okay. When buying from a wholesaler or a motivated seller, for the property that you just bought, how did you convince them that you were a serious buyer?
Really didn't take much convincing. I mean, I told them that in the initial call that I found the deal on MyHouseDeals.com, and I told them that I was a cash buyer looking to see the property, and there wasn't much debate after that. And even on the properties that I didn't list or that I didn't purchase, when I met with wholesalers, I called them and said, hey, I found this property listed on My House Deals, and I found them to be very receptive. Even if I didn't buy that property, then they wanted to schedule a meeting with me to get to know me and find out what my property goals were and what they could do for me in the future.
Okay. Mike, what are the main things that you look for when you're inspecting a property?
You look for a little bit of everything. I'm a newbie, so I mean I look for the obvious things. So I mean, okay, I mean, does the house have any curb appeal? Does the house have foundation issues? Is there going to be anything that I think would prevent me, if I were my target buyer, from buying this property? Does it have a really unusual floor plan with a lot of wasted space that would have to be corrected significantly? Or is there any other feature? I went to visit one house and neighbor's fence, which you could see from this property's backyard, had graffiti on it. And I was just thinking, well, that's probably something that is going to take a little bit longer to sell the house if a potential buyer is looking in the backyard and they see graffiti. So, I mean, there are things like that. And, I mean, I'll also look at roofs and obviously kitchens. If there's anything you can salvage in the kitchen, or if you think you're going to have to replace cabinets, appliances, et cetera. But, yeah, I mean, mostly just all of kind of the basic things. And hopefully when I start learning more and when I start making some mistakes, I'll figure out some more things to add to this list.
Okay. Are there any types of repair issues that might make you want to stay away from a property completely?
Well, yeah, and the graffiti was on a neighbor's property. So, I mean, I wouldn't really have much control over fixing a neighbor's property. But to me, repair issues, I think that it all really comes down to the price that you're paying for the property. I mean, just about anything can be fixed for a price. I mean, if the house has massive foundation issues, it might scare me away. Because I could be worried about plumbing or something like that below the house. But I mean, foundation issues can be fixed, and I mean, you get properties at a discount for taking on that risk. So, I mean, if the property is priced correctly, I don't think I would be too afraid of various repair issues.
Okay. How did you finance your current purchase, and would you recommend that to other investors?
We financed the first purchase with our own cash. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend this for future investments because, well, I guess there's one rookie mistake that we made was thinking, okay, well, if we buy this property for cash, we can close quickly and then, oh, we can just refinance and take the money out and then go pursue another deal within the next month or so. After we bought the property, I started talking to some lenders, and they said, well, you can't take money out of the property until you've owned it for 6 months. So now, basically, we've got a lot of cash tied up in a property that we can't pull anything out of except rental income for 6 months. And so, I mean, once you do a deal, you kind of want to do another deal. And now we have less financial flexibility than we did before. So in the future, I mean, I would prefer to use a little bit more leverage to acquire the property. I mean, I haven't used any hard money yet. I mean, I would be open to either that or kind of some alternative bank financing for looking for a bank that might finance a property that needs to be improved or looking at private finance.
Right. And you know, we have those lists of private lenders and a Rolodex of hard money lenders on the website as well that you can check out if you're interested in that for the next one.
Yes, I'm well aware of it.
Mike, the housing market's been troubled for a few years now. Why did you choose to start investing while many others might sit out on the sidelines?
I really didn't see that much upside in alternative investments. So I didn't see a real catalyst for substantial returns in the stock market. The housing market in the Dallas-Fort Worth area has been very stable even through the recession. So it seemed like a relatively safe time to do this. Interest rates are low, which even though the economy might not be booming completely, it's still not bad in DFW. And when interest rates are low, there's a lot of buyers that are still out there.
Right.
So it actually felt like a pretty good time. And in addition to that, I think there's kind of an arbitrage opportunity right now that exists with the rental market, in which the cost of owning a property is significantly less than the cost of renting a property. So there's a lot of opportunities out there to buy, either repair and then rent, but then also, I mean, just collect rental income net of all of your costs. So I think when that market corrects, maybe, I don't know when it will, but hopefully not anytime soon.
As far as your current deal is concerned, would you mind sharing with us the purchase price, the cost of repairs, and your estimated ARV?
Sure. The purchase price on the property was $110. The estimated ARV was about $145, and the required repairs on this one were only like two. I think they were listed at zero, and I think I put $2,000 into it, which included the purchase of some new appliances and fixtures. So it was kind of an unusual deal because what you typically find on the site are properties that need much more significant levels of work. This one was actually in pretty good condition. I think if I was going to sell the property, I would probably put maybe $8,000 or so into it to get it into market sell condition. But for renting, I basically just put about $2,000 into it and found a renter less than a month after I closed on the property. I had a renter in the property and I've got it rented for $1,450 now on a 2-year lease, which is pretty good on a property that I'm into for $110 plus two.
How did you go about finding a renter for the property?
My first idea was just posted on Craigslist, and I was surprised I got quite a few calls from posting the property on Craigslist. And then the secondary method was to just put a sign in the yard. I didn't think that this would be very effective, but I was shocked at how effective it actually was. I mean, this neighborhood doesn't really seem to be like a high traffic area, but as soon as I put that sign out, I started getting calls every day. Typically a couple a day. So, I mean, there are a lot of renters out there. And that was actually one of my biggest concerns before I started was, I don't know how difficult it is to find a renter. Now I wouldn't have any problem buying another property to use for rental because I think I know how quickly you can turn a property and get a renter in it.
Right.
So I was excited that worked out so quickly for us.
Mike, I want to take a minute, or actually I want to give you a minute, to give us any advice that you have for newbie investors like yourself that you've learned through your own investing experiences that you might want to share with us.
Well, let's see. I think I've probably given you some of the tips and some of my answers to your previous questions. But first, I would say learn a little bit more about your financing options. And think about your capital, how you're going to, what your strategy is with a property, and how long you're going to be tying up that capital. So that was kind of the mistake that we made with our first one. So now we're kind of in a slower period, but we're looking forward to making some deals on new properties in the future. Second, try to find a good contractor. For me, I mean, my goal is to basically find somebody that I can trust. So when I'm at work all day and my wife's at work, then we know that we have a contractor that we can trust who's at the property and doing the work that we told them to, and at a reasonable rate. So if you can find a contractor that has good references, that's done work for other investors that you trust, then I think that's a huge key to making investing work. Third, if you're going to get into this, at some point you have to step in and take a little bit of a risk. It's a very different world investing in properties versus stocks. And I mean, we were a little bit nervous at first, but now we're very excited. I mean, I think we're after one deal, I mean, we're thinking about doing this much more frequently and hopefully building seeking to build a replacement income so that eventually either one or both of us will be able to leave our day jobs and do the investing full time.
How would you suggest going about finding a good contractor to other investors, someone that you can trust?
The ones that I've talked to have been referred to me by the wholesalers that I met through My House Deals. I know that there's a lot of contractors that are already listed on the My House Deals website. I have not really tried calling them yet, but generally when or a lot of these wholesalers are also flipping properties where they have networks of contractors that they work with. And if they want to stay in the good graces of those parties, then you have to perform, and you have to perform at a reasonable rate. That's how I've met a contractor that I trust. I mean, the job that I had them do was pretty minor, but rates were good, and I'm expecting to use them again for much larger deals.
Okay. Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Mike. I think you've given us a lot of really good information, and I wish you luck with all your future investing.
Thank you, Heather.